This is Vivienne French, and I'm reading from my book, The Robe of Skulls, published by Candlewick Press. Pushing his way back through the holly hedge, Marcus made his way to a gravestone and sat down to study the frog. It sat nervously on the palm of his hand, panting hard. "Frog," Marcus said, "are you Ari? Because I don't think you are. If I'm wrong, wave a leg." The frog didn't move. "Okay, we'll try again," Marcus said patiently. "If you're not Ari, wave a leg." The frog still didn't move. "Kiddo," a familiar voice said, "it's a frog. Plain, ordinary, tribe of tadpole. Let it go." Marcus wheeled round. The bat was in the shade of the hedge, and Marcus stared at it. "So where's Ari?" "You seem to know so much about everything. Where is he?" "Think, kiddo, think. What did you see when the dame came out of that arbor place?" Marcus screwed up his eyes to remember. She was carrying her basket, and I saw her put a frog inside. Was that Ari?" "You got it on the nail," the bat said. "That dame was catching frogs this morning like it was going out of style. Betcha she did that with all the kids. Swapped 'em. Not what we expected. Clever bit of work, that dame." Marcus gaped, his mind spinning. "You mean she changed Ari into a frog, then took him and left a real frog in his place?" The bat sighed. "The prof said you were quick on the uptake. Guess even a prof can be wrong." "The professor?" Marcus did more gaping. "You know, the professor? Who do you think put me up to chasing you round, kiddo? I don't do charity." The bat sounded peevish. "You never noticed me checking you out in that book stack of yours?" Marcus, trying hard to absorb this new information, gently put the frog on the grass. It hopped away without a backward glance. "Sorry," he said, and stood up. "So we have to find that girl. What did you say her name was?"
"Foyce. And what's with the we? This is your adventure, kiddo." The bat yawned. "Not to say I don't have an interest, but it's you at ground level. Me, I need a break. All this day stuff wears a fellow out. See you later."
He flipped a wing, soared up towards the church tower, and vanished. A second later, he flew a loop over Marcus's head.
"Fracture," he called down. "Look for the dame in fracture."
And he was gone. "Wait," Marcus yelled, but the only reply was a snuffle and the clink of a bridle. "Glee," Marcus said as the pony butted at him affectionately. "Oh, Glee, am I glad to see you." He put his arms around his pony's neck and burst into tears. "Oh, Glee, we've got to find Ari, but I don't know where to go. Where's Fracture?"
"Evilness,"
grunted a headstone.
"Prince Zap Frog."
Marcus hastily wiped his eyes. Come on out, troll," he said as bravely as he could. He pulled the map out of its pocket and rolled it into a tube. I'm ready for you."